Blog Talk Radio.
Brothers and sisters, Mr. Stevie Mack has entered the building.
Whoop whoop to the whoop whoop, yeah!
Broadcasting live out of Hollywood, California, getting down with the getting down like we always do. Monday through Thursday, that there is the call time. Be there or be square. Let me give you the calling number if you're locked in and loaded up from around the world. Like I know you is, the calling number here is, there it goes, 646-716-6113. Again, that's 646-716-6113. 6113. And then there are all the lucky numbers. You call those numbers, you just might be brought on to the air to participate in tonight's show. Man, we got Montel Jackson, Big Mike, and Reverend Al all locked in and loaded up, ready to comment on any and or all the topics we encroach upon tonight. Let me ask you the question of the day. The question of the day is a very important question. I always ask this question. How is your day? Huh? How is your day? I hope your day is as off the chain as mine. My day is always off the chain. If it's ever on the chain, I yiggity yank it all the way off the chain because I like walking my dogs off of the leash. From the west to the east, I could be a beast when I unleash this here lyrical feast. And to your ear hole, my story is strong and bold and twice as nice, strong as gold. With all my might, this is your boy Stevie Mack, ripping it up right here on a hot Monday night here in sunny Southern California. We got a tropical burning going on. It sounds like an exotic disease, a tropical burning sensation across the nation. Over here in L.A., man, ooh, it's hotter than fish grease. I saw the devil standing on the corner with a Daisy Dukes and a cold one in his hand. I saw a dog chasing a cat, and they both were walking. That's how hot it is over here, man, yeah. But you know what? By the time you hear this show, it'll probably be a cooling off. Yeah, it might be snowing where you at or flooding. Because, you know, everybody's going through different stuff in and around the world. So just because in your territory one thing's happening don't mean it's happening everywhere else. I mean, you know, everybody around here wearing tank tops and hot pants. Where you at, they might be wearing raincoats and mud flaps with snow chains on. And I could dig it. I could dig it because everybody's got a different thing going on. So Bobby Brown's interview with Robin Roberts, apparently he said he had sex with a ghost. Yeah, did you hear about that? Yeah, Bobby Brown then had sex with a ghost. What was it? Joan Rivers? Who was it? That's what I want to know. Did he say who it was? I haven't even listened to the interview. I just heard about it, and that's enough for me right there. You know, a man crashed recently into an apartment complex here in L.A., in Hawthorne, actually, which is south of Hollywood, in Hawthorne. There's an airport in Hawthorne, you know, right off of 100 and something in Crenshaw. There's an airport right by the 105 freeway. Well, this man crashed his plane over there. You know, he crashed into an apartment complex, and he was in his 90s. I'm not talking about the street. I'm talking about his age. What the hell was a man over 90 years old doing flying a plane? Hell, he shouldn't even be driving a car. He shouldn't even be driving a car, let alone out flying a plane. Who did that? Who did that? Who? Anyway, Amber Heard, you heard all about this, had filed for divorce from Johnny Depp 3 days after his mama died. Yeah, either he's got really bad karma or she was the worst bad luck token he ever hooked up with. Or either she's the biggest gold digger of the century. His dumbass didn't even get a prenup. he was thinking of his little head instead of his big head, right? You gotta look out for stuff like that, man. Now, there's five types of neighbors. I just want you to know that. Everybody's got five types of neighbors. And do you know what those types are? You know, I made a special recording of the various types of neighbors that we have. Now, if you ask me where the hell I put it at, that is a whole different story. I got to find out where the hell I put that at, because I just recorded all that stuff, man, and put it in here. Let's see if I got Mac Pack Music, videos. Here is video recorder file. Here it is right here. Voice recorder file. Okay, yeah. I can play this for you. I'll turn the volume up for you so you can hear that. Five types of neighbors. There's all kind of neighbors. Now, let me see. I don't click on the wrong thing. See, I always record different stuff, man. Yeah, yeah. I make up songs. Yeah, here's a song called Tossed Out Your Tally Buddha. Tossed out your Tally Buddha. That's Cupid the song. Cupid, draw back your bow and let your arrow flow straight to my lover's heart for me. Cupid, please hear my cry and let your arrow fly straight to my lover's heart for me. Now, when you listen to that song, it sounds like a cute little song, doesn't it? Huh? Yeah, that song is about premeditated murder. Yeah. Think about that. Draw back your bow and let your arrow flow straight to my lover's heart. That is a murder song, man. Who was that song by anyway? Do you know? Here's a little trivia for you. That's Sam Cooke. I want you to check it all the way out right here and tell me what you think. It's a nice little song. It's from the 40s. So I want you to listen to this song and tell me what you think about this Sam Cooke song right here. Second thought, listen to that song. It's not about premeditating murder. That's a beautiful song. It is all about a guy who's in love with a girl, and he wants Cupid to send that lover's arrow straight to her heart. Don't let her fall in love with nobody else. Oh, you can hear the pain in his voice as he sang that song. So you can't take a song like that and turn it into nothing but love, baby. That's what it is right there. I mean, you know, same with Marvin Gaye, man. When you hear Marvin Gaye sing, you can hear the pain in his voice and how much he loves what he's talking about. I mean, you know, sexual healing, let's get it on. What's going on? Mercy me. I want you and you want me. So why don't, oh man, you know what? I can't do this song. No justice. You have to hear it from Marvin Gaye's mouth, man. So I'm going to let you hear from Marvin Gaye right here. Check it out, Marvin Gaye. That was the late, great Marvin Gaye. Nobody does it like him. And you could feel it in the music right there. And you know what? One thing about the music is that these speakers in my studio here was separating the sound. Like, from, on one side, I heard the guitar riffs with him singing, and on the other side, I heard the chorus. And I was like, oh, man, I'm getting – and the congas on this. I'm like, why can't I get all that in one speaker? So I was trying to pull the mic back so you can get the full benefit of it. But, you know, Google it. Google Marvin Gaye, G-A-Y-E, and see what you've been missing out on if you, you know, haven't been abreast of Marvin Gaye and don't know what that love. Al Green, too. Al Green, soulful singer. Marvin Gaye, Al Green, James Brown. I'm talking about Al Green, Love and Happiness. Come on. If you don't know about Love and Happiness, I'm going to Stevie Mac hip you to the skip of what's going on with Love and Happiness. Something that can make you do wrong, make you do right. Hey, love, let's stay together. Loving you ever, for the good times, baby. Now, I'm so tired of being alone. Don't you know that I'm still in love? Showing up in love with you. Oh, man. This is music my mother and him listened to while drinking that Spinata. The cheapest wine you can get, about $3 a gallon. It's cheaper than gas. And screw off cap, big jug. And they would listen to this music, had a red light on, and be dancing and smoking that cheap weed that you get four fingers for $5, sandwich bag full. Back in the 70s, you know. And this is the kind of music that I would come home to or go over to a friend's house and they'd be grooving to. And you cannot, you know, have soul. You cannot not have soul listening to this kind of music, man. So let's see. Which one? I'm Still in Love with You or Let's Stay Together? You heard the president sing that. Let's stay together. Yeah. Loving you well. Check this out. I'm Still in Love with You. I get that. All right, Al Green. Thank you. up right there. That's Al Green. Reverend Al Green. Al Green's still doing his thing. Yeah, Reverend Al Green now. You look at a lot of these singers, man, who sang so soulful, and when they got away from the drugs, see, you get away from the drugs and alcohol and all that glistening glitter and sexual attraction of the entertainment business, you survive. You survive. A lot of people don't survive it, man. It's tough. It's tough. You look back over the years and see how many people we lost due to drug addiction and getting caught up in the mix. Shot, you know, beat, stabbed, robbed, killed over some jilted lover. And there's some senseless. Not recently, a whole lot of senseless killings are going on, man. So, listen, be safe. Be safe and not sorry. Take it from your boy, Stevie Mac. So, yeah, we're already listening to some of the great music from Al Green, Marvin Gaye, and it all sparked up when we was talking about Sam Cooke. Cupid, draw back your bow. And give a shout out to all those who knew and loved Brother Malcolm on our show. Brother Malcolm will close the show out with The World Is Listening. He also had on here the Brother Malcolm Report. And as you know, Brother Malcolm was battling stomach cancer. And Brother Malcolm passed away. And he will be greatly missed. I mean, you know, he was a regular on this show. I called him my Ed McMahon. And I met him over the internet years ago. And we shared some great moments on the phone away from this radio show as well. I considered him a friend. Yeah, May 28th, 2016, he passed away due to that stomach cancer. They kept cutting parts and parts out. He initially went in to find out why he was losing so much weight. He didn't know what was happening with him. He could eat food and wouldn't gain no weight. And they found out he had stomach cancer, so they started cutting parts of it away. And it got the best of him. And he made the transition, believe it or not, listening to Stevie Mac Radio days on end to soothe the pain and reminisce back down memory lane, because this was a part of his life, this show, you know. And if you listen to some of our shows in the archive, you know what I mean. We had a lot of good times on this show. He was also one of our commentators. Montel Jackson, Big Mike, and Reverend Al would discuss various topics with Brother Malcolm as well, Tickled Pink and all the others. So his page is on Facebook, Malcolm E. Hudgen. And then we got a lot of well wishers over there sending my brother off so that he may rest in peace. Yeah, his brother James Hudgen said, "Thank you, friends of my brother Malcolm, for your kind words. He fought a good fight and did not give up. Rest well, Brother Malcolm E. Hudgen." And he enjoyed being a part of this show. And we enjoy his viewpoints. So, with that being said, we lost a lot of great people this year. Brother Malcolm, Muhammad Ali, Prince, and more. But the world keeps on ticking. And it's like, that's what it is, man. The world keeps on spinning, man. No matter what you do or say, you can't stop the time. So with Bob Marley said it best when he said, "One love and get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight," is what he said. That's what Brother Bob, Marley said, "Don't give up the fight." So if we listen to the lyrics of his song, you know what I mean. So listen to the song of Brother Bob Marley.
Get up, stand up for your rights.
Dedicate that to Brother Malcolm, who fought the good fight. He never gave up all the way until the end. With that, we'd like to say visit steviemac.com for more information to find out where I'm performing at, and I'm not performing at a place near you. Request it to be near you. You can also visit steviemac.com and find all the things that we have available for you over there. A lot of stuff, Stevie Mac TV, Stevie Mac videos, tapes, and unseen portions of comedy shows, It Al and More, Diary of a Crackhead, my one-man show, as well as the short film I did called Apartment X. All that's over there. And contact us via all our networks over there, social networks, is at steviemac.com. We also close this show by telling you the truth, because the truth shall set you free. Good night, Brother Malcolm.
Brothers and sisters, Mr. Stevie Mac has left the building.
Whoop, whoop to the workshop, yeah!
Listening.